Exodus chapter 10. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may show these my signs among them, so that you may tell in the hearing of your son and your grandson how I have made a mockery of the Egyptians, and about my signs that I have performed among them, so that you may know that I am the Lord." So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said to him, "This is what the Lord says, the God of the Hebrews. How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, that they may worship me. If you refuse to let my people go, tomorrow I will bring locusts on your country. They will cover the surface of the ground so that no one will be able to see the ground. They will eat the little you have left from the hail, and they will consume every tree that grows for you in the field. Your houses will be filled, and the houses of all your servants, as well as the houses of all the Egyptians. It will be something that even your fathers and your grandfathers have never seen since the day they were on the earth to this day." After that, he turned and left Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh's servants said to him, "How long will this man have us trapped? Let the men go, that they may worship the Lord their God. Do you not realize that Egypt is destroyed?" So Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh. Then he said to them, "Go, worship the Lord your God. But who exactly is going with you?" Then Moses replied, "We will go with our young and old, with our sons and daughters, with our flocks and herds, for we must hold a feast to the Lord." He said to them, "The Lord be with you if you let you and your children go. Certainly you have some evil intent in mind. No, only your men may go and worship the Lord, for that is what you asked for." Then they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up on the land, and every plant of the land, and all that is left over from the hail." So Moses stretched out his staff over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind on the land all that day and night. When the morning dawned, the east wind brought the locusts. The locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and settled over the country of Egypt. It was so severe that never before were there such locusts, or will there ever be again. They totally covered the surface of the ground, so that the ground was darkened by them. They devoured every plant of the land and all the fruit of the trees that the hail had left. Nothing remained on any tree or plant of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh quickly summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore, please forgive my sin just this once and pray to the Lord your God, that at least he would take away this death from me." So he left Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord. Then the Lord turned a very strong west wind and blew the locusts, driving them into the Red Sea. Not even one locust remained in all the country of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the Israelites go. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward the sky, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness so thick it may be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand toward the sky, and there was absolute darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. No one could see anyone else. For 3 days no one moved from their place, but all the Israelites had light where they lived. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and said, "Go worship the Lord. Just leave your flocks and your herds here. Even your children may go with you." Then Moses said, "You must also let us have sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our cattle also will go with us. Not a hoof will be left behind. For we must take them to worship the Lord our God, for we do not know what will be needed to worship the Lord until we get there." But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. Then Pharaoh said to him, Get away from me. Watch yourself that you never see my face again, for in the day you see my face, you will die. Moses said, As you wished, I will never see your face again.